welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of several history books. Now, where am I taking you back to today? Well, for a change, I'm taking you to the reign of King Edward VI. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 2nd of February 1550, courtier, diplomat, and a poet nicknamed the Vicar of Hell, Sir Francis Bryan, died suddenly at Clonmel in County Tipperary, Ireland. Let me tell you a bit more about this rather colourful character that you might know from series like Showtime's The Tudors. Sir Francis Bryan was born in around 1490, and he was the first surviving son of Sir Thomas Bryan and Lady Margaret Bryan, née Boucher. His mother served Queen Catherine of Aragon as a lady-in-waiting and then served as governess to Henry VIII's children, Mary, Elizabeth and Edward. Lady Bryan was related to Anne Boleyn, being the half-sister of Elizabeth Howard, Anne's mother. Historian Susan Brigden believes that Bryan may have spent some of his youth in the household of Sir Thomas Parr of Kendal, Westmoreland in Northamptonshire. Because Bryan later referred to Parr as his patron, Parr was the father of Queen Catherine Parr. Sir Francis Bryan was a court favourite. He served as the king's cupbearer in 1516 and became a gentleman of the Privy Chamber in 1518, only to lose his position in Cardinal Wolsey's purge in 1526. However, he regained it in 1528. Bryan was knighted in 1522 for his courage during the capture of Morlaix in Brittany, serving under the Earl of Surrey. By 1526, he held the position of chief cupbearer and master of the henchmen. He was known for his skills at jousting and hunting and became the king's master of the toils in 1518, a position he held for the rest of King Henry VIII's reign. Bryan suffered a nasty jousting accident on the 7th of February 1526 at the Shrovetide Joust at Greenwich. Chronicler Edward Hall recorded that the shivering, i.e. the splintering, of a spear caused Bryan to lose an eye. Bryan was also known for his rich clothing and had a reputation for gambling. Like his friend Thomas Wyatt the Elder, he was also a poet, although we don't have any poems today that we can safely ascribe to him. Do we, Madge? Madge just thought she'd do a cameo there. Although one called The Proverbs of Salmon has been suggested as his. Bryan also acted as a patron of the arts and a patron to scholars of Greek who worked on translating scripture. Bryan served Henry VIII as a diplomat during the King's Great Matter, and Susan Brigden writes of how he became known for his unusual willingness to tell the king the truth, but also for his employment of dubious means to gain diplomatic ends, and writes of how he slept with a courtesan at the papal court to gain intelligence. In May 1536, Bryan was called to London to be interrogated as part of the investigations during Anne Boleyn's fall. He was allied with the Seymours by this point, though, and some see his interrogation as a ruse to add credibility to the proceedings. He was not imprisoned and was chosen by the king to go and tell Jane Seymour the news of Anne Boleyn's execution. He benefited from Anne Boleyn's fall, becoming chief gentleman of the king's privy chamber. Thomas Cromwell referred to Bryan as the Vicar of Hell in a letter to Stephen Gardiner and John Wallop, ambassadors, on the 14th of May 1536. According to Catholic recusant Nicholas Sander, the king also referred to him by this nickname. Sander writes, "This man was once asked by the king to tell him what sort of a sin it was to ruin the mother and then the child. Bryan replied that it was a sin like that of eating a hen first and its chick afterwards. The king burst forth into loud laughter and said to Bryan, 'Well, you certainly are my vicar of hell.'" The man had been long ago called the Vicar of Hell on account of his notorious impiety. Henceforth, he was called also the King's Vicar of Hell. In 1537, Brian was sent to Paris to secretly arrange the kidnap or assassination of Cardinal Reginald Pole, but it was suspected that he actually tipped Pole off. In 1539, Brian sat on the jury which found his brother-in-law, Nicholas Carew, guilty of treason. Brian served as ambassador at Francis I's court in 1538, but was recalled due to his reckless gambling, drunkenness, and all-round bad behaviour. He never acted as ambassador to the French king ever again. He was appointed Vice Admiral in 1543 and served as the English ambassador to Charles V also in 1543. He was made Knight Banneret in 1547 for his role in the expedition against the Scots as Commander of the Horse. Brian was married twice. By 1522, he'd married Philippa, daughter and heir of Humphrey Spice and widow of John Fortescue of Ponsbourne in Hertfordshire. The marriage was childless. After Philippa's death in 1542, Brian took Thomas Wyatt's satirical advice and found himself a wealthy widow to marry, marrying Joan Butler, Dowager Countess of Ormond, and daughter of James Fitzmaurice Fitzgerald, 10th Earl of Desmond, in 1548. He made Ireland his home after the marriage and was appointed Lord Marshal in January 1549, leading King Edward VI's forces in Ireland. His marriage and position as Lord Marshal made him a very powerful man in Ireland. He was also Lord Justice in December 1549 and travelled to Tipperary in that position to check the incursions of the O'Carrolls. However, he died there on the 2nd of February 1550. His last words were said to be, "I pray you, let me be buried amongst the good fellows of Waterford, which were good drinkers." Brian's motto was "Jetons grâce," I look for salvation, and he was a staunch Catholic. So a rather colourful man, a staunch Catholic, but yes, rather a colourful Catholic. I hope you've enjoyed this look at, yes, the colourful reputation of Sir Francis Brian. Today is also Candlemas, the feast of the presentation of Christ in the temple and the purification of the Blessed Virgin, and the end of the Christmas season. You can find out more about that feast day in my video from last year, so I'll give you a link to that. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it, and don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.